It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. This week, we're hearing from candidates for Las Cruces City Council. Today, the District 2 candidates address whether they would support a $15 minimum wage. In ballot order, here's Tessa Abeda-Stuvey, Jack Valencia, Philip Van Veen, and Jason Estrada.
I was a small business owner for almost 3 years, and I know that as a business owner, I want to make sure that I treat every person, including my employees, with dignity and respect. And that is reflected on how we pay our employees well. These are our neighbors, they're our families, and they're our friends. And we need to make sure that we're doing right by them as well. And so I am in agreement with the increase to the $15 an hour, but I do know that this can pose a bit of an issue with our small businesses, so I'm happy to see that we have incremental steps to help businesses accommodate this type of increase.
Ms. Abeda-Stuvey, thank you very much. Mr. Valencia.
I would say it's premature to establish the threshold at $15 an hour presently. I have not seen the impacts of the recent implementation of the minimum wage here in the city and the total effects of it. Secondly, I would need to have some kind of analysis provided to me before I would take that step in order to enact it. I'm not totally opposed to it. I just don't have sufficient information presently in which to adhere to an adoption of it.
Thank you. Mr. Van Veen.
Well, I think that it depends on whether we're talking about a micro increase for the city of Las Cruces or if you're talking about the state raised to $15 an hour. If we're talking about the state raise, it keeps the playing field level for everybody. But on a micro raise, on a local only, I would be opposed to it because it creates even more of a gap between our businesses in Las Cruces competing with those in El Paso and our other neighbors.
Thank you. Mr. Estrada.
On a local basis, I'm opposed to it. The only reason for that is our economy is built on small businesses locally. We're not a corporate city. It's not corporate Las Cruces, it's small business community Las Cruces. So raising it to $15 an hour will cause more unemployment rates because more small businesses will go under, and it'll also cause our cost of goods to go up. So if you got a raise to $15 an hour, it wouldn't affect you financially because the cost of everything else would go up around you. So it'd cause more harm than good at this point in our community.
The candidates for District 2 on the Las Cruces City Council. You can watch the entire forum in the KRWG News Election Center at our website. You'll find a link on the right side of our homepage at krwg.org. All right, let's get some news from the Lone Star State. Some Texas schools are using container farms to fill cafeterias with fresh produce. Here's Eric Gladys with the Texas News Service.
Texas schools are using refrigerated freight containers converted into hydroponic farms as an extension of the classroom. At Idea Charter School, students learn how to grow leafy greens and other vegetables and deliver their harvest directly to the school cafeteria. Caroline Katsaroubas with Freight Farms, the company that developed the technology, says schools are using the farms in part to shift traditional food culture and improve health by giving students nutritious options.
In the San Antonio Idea Schools campus, they don't use salt or pepper in their cafeteria, and they're growing herbs specifically in their farm to make a seasoning.
The University of North Texas is also using the container farms as a lab for a wide range of hands-on learning opportunities in biology, organic chemistry, nutrition, and culinary arts, as well as business, computer science, and marketing. Many schools have developed certificate programs and majors around sustainable food production, which gives graduates a leg up on joining the growing ag tech field or starting their own farm. Because climate is controlled inside the container, food can be grown all school year long with a predictable commercial scale output. Greenery units can support 13,000 plants at a time, producing harvests of up to 900 heads of lettuce per week. Katsaroubas says the technology is useful in a state such as Texas and notes Houston freight farmers played a critical role providing food during Hurricane Harvey.
These container farms act as a way to control the food supply chain and make it resistant to shocks like extreme weather patterns or hurricanes or drought.
Katsaruba says the container farms are also helping lower schools' overall carbon footprint. Harvests happen just steps from the dining hall, which all but eliminates transportation emissions and packaging. She says the farms use 99% less water than a traditional farm, running with as little as 5 gallons per day, less than the average dishwasher. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Texas News Service.
Stay with us. We'll have the latest economic news on Marketplace Morning Report coming up next.